To welcome everyone to the Brothers for Real Radio Show. Welcome to the Brothers for Real Radio Show this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Got it going on tonight. Got a lot going on in the world tonight. Like to just give out a number right quick. The number to call in tonight is 215-383-3872. This show is produced by the Marketing Pulpit International. My brother Robert Gatewood is the producer. He's not here tonight, so you can blame everything that goes wrong on Leon. I'm Leon Gatewood, actually the host of the show, the one who hosts the actual show here, the Brothers for Real Radio Show. Brothers for Real Radio Show is designed to encourage people to come out and speak, talk about what's going on in the community, and see if, address those issues and see if we could come up with some type of solution to our issues. Of course, the issues going on in America with black folks has been ever since we got over here. They're like they're mad at us for coming over here, even though once the black folk got over here, built the whole country basically free. Then they started treating us real bad in the 60s about that. Well, anyway, they've been treating us bad the whole time. So we just have to figure out as a people what we're going to do about that and how long are we going to decide what we're going to do about it. I mean, it seems like we're having a little trouble pulling it together as far as the discussion or the solutions on how to deal with what's going on with us. But I would like to say specifically about what's going on now, Mr. Floyd, the brother that this police has murdered in our faces. Why he felt comfortable doing that? Why he felt right doing that? And why the people who are his superiors, if you will, why they felt uncomfortable charging him with murder? All these are issues or symptoms of what's actually going on in this country, and what we have to do is find a way to address it. Now, have a lot of protests going on. Protesters and the protests are encouraging. I say that because there are so many different people of different color protesting this. People see the wrong. People see what's going on. And it's important now that we grab this moment in time. We're in the middle of history right here, as I hear some young people say. Like they just say, take a moment right now and say how proud I am of the young people who are stepping up to address these issues. And I'm excited that they are looking at it as this is part of their future. This is the world they have to live in. So really excited about that. Thank you guys for doing what you're doing. It's just hard to talk about what's going on. But anyway, we're going to talk about it. Like I said, the number to call in tonight is 215-383-3872. 215-383-3872. If you would call in, and like I said, I love talking to hear myself talk with the brothers and I. love hearing our sales talk, but we really do like to hear from you sometimes, every now and then. But like I said, we're having some real serious issues in this country. And people, let me remind you, there is concurrent issues here. There is also a pandemic going on that is ravaging, tearing our community up, causing a lot of death and pain in our community. So please keep that in mind as well while we're doing what we have to do as far as protesting and addressing some of the issues that we have going on. Please continue to realize that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and it has not let up. I know the governments are letting up, but remember, those guys are doing that because they are losing money. You know, they don't like to lose money. So you're just going to really have to look out for yourself out here. So be careful on that front as well. I'm going to say again how excited I am about the protesting. When I said excited, of course, I'm not really excited about the violence and the rioting and things of that nature. But that's what comes with it. That's part of it. I'm not saying it's necessary, but I'm going to say that's part of it. You can't expect people to continue to be murdered and beat and mistreated and not expect them to have some type of reaction. In other words, I'm saying if you need to be quiet. It's like saying, let me beat you down and be quiet about it. That just doesn't happen in the real world. I know how a lot of people are saying the violence is getting out of control. When is too much too much? When can we say that's too much? How do you say that's too much? Can we be a little more strategic with your violence? Sure, I mean, but then how does that work out? How do you control your anger? How do you say, we're not going to burn that store down, we're going to burn that store down? How do you do that? That's why, ladies and gentlemen, that's why, brothers and sisters, we are in a situation where we need to be ready. We know these things are going to happen. This has been happening ever since we've been here. We know that things are going to happen, so we have to plan on what we're going to do when it happens. Otherwise, everything seems a little unplanned. And there's nothing worse than uncontrolled rage. And you can't blame people for being raged, experiencing rage in situations like this. So what you're going to do, what we need to do is find a way to control our rage or have a plan when your rage comes, because you know it's coming. These guys are coming. They're going to do it. It's going to happen again. They're sitting back planning now. Well, how we're going to do it? How we're going to do it next time? What are we going to do next? We got to remember that. We got to know that. It's coming. It is going to happen again. There are videos showing up already where cops are still doing this stuff. Going to happen again. Like I say, I'd like to welcome again. Welcome you to the Brothers for Real Radio Show. I am Leon Gatewood. I'm apparently the only one on tonight. The brothers are doing the things that they do. But I'd like to welcome. Seems like we have a caller on the show. I'd like to welcome the caller to the show. Hello, caller. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great, brother. Could I ask your name?
Yeah, my name is Zachary. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to have an actual conversation with you about, you know, what does all this mean and what we're seeing. I will tell you from the jump. First of all, I believe that the killing of George Floyd was an execution. That police officer has been trained in tactics, and I myself am a military veteran, and you never put your knee on somebody's neck. It's always in their lower back. That was an execution, and he should be executed for that. Not even life in prison, executed. I would also like to say, I consider myself a white activist. I believe in the destiny of white people to have our own territory and our own land. I believe that you deserve the same. And I think that what we're seeing is an inability to live together. So what do we do to actually solve this? It seems like there's always going to be somebody mad at somebody. And I think that, you know, these riots and the looting, that's not going to solve anything. I believe the black community has to get back to, you know, Black Panther mentality, Malcolm X, you know, Marcus Garvey, Huey Newton. You guys need to get back to that and want your own communities and police your own communities. And that's the only way to keep this from happening.
You know what? Sounds kind of strange coming from a white guy, but I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah, no, and
I can't argue with anything. Some stuff that makes sense, I can't argue with, okay? I'm not the kind of guy to argue with good sense.
I honestly have no hate in my heart. I just believe that our cultures are different. We're different people. And as long as there's a majority, a minority, somebody will feel like they're getting the wrong end of the stick. As a white man, I cannot go into a black neighborhood and tell you how to live, and vice versa. That's going to be seen as oppression. That's just what it is. And I think the only real way to fix what we're seeing now is to stop talking to all these people who want to pander. You know, the Democrats want to pander to blacks, and it's actually disgusting how they talk about y'all just for votes. And you have whites doing the same to whites. Let me say this.
Okay, here's what happens when we get into this. Okay, you're gonna say, okay, you guys go over there and you guys come, and we're gonna stay over here. But here's the catch: you guys got all the money, and you didn't get it right.
I agree.
That makes sense.
Well, mm-hmm. we would have to have some kind of economic plan. I'm fully fine with reparations. I'm fully fine with that. White people are not the only people that built America. I'm totally fine with reparations. And, you know, so many 200 years of unpaid labor deserves to be paid. That's fine. I'm totally fine with that. And if we didn't want to make it mandatory, you know, like, hey, if you're white, this is a white area. If you're black, this is a black area. If you want to, you know, be together and live together, you can do that too. I'm not saying it has to be, you know, mandated, but everybody should have a choice. And I think that would work out better. But I totally agree that, you know, when it comes to economics, the black community has been given the shaft. Almost, I'm from West Virginia. I've seen poverty.
You've seen black and white poverty. If you're in West, you're from West Virginia, you've seen black and white poverty.
Exactly. And it's not all white people that have money. And I fully believe that the black community deserves something. I would say that to my own white brothers. The black community deserves something. We stole 200 years worth of labor from y'all, and it was wrong.
It was terrible. So, you know what? Like I said, I don't argue with good sense. Now, somebody says something that makes sense, you won't get an argument. So this is a good – so you're right. We just have a conversation. So let me ask you something. So when you see what's going on now, okay, you basically told me that already. You saw the guy, he actually murdered the man on TV.
Yes.
He actually murdered him.
Yes.
On TV.
Him and every cop on that scene should hang from the gallows.
Wow. Well,
that's not a racial issue. That's just, you know, that's what's right and what's wrong. I saw a cop murder somebody, murder an unarmed civilian, and that's wrong. That's totally wrong. I don't care if he's white. I'm not going to stick up for him just because he's white. He represented the white community badly, and he deserves to pay that price. That was murder. It was murder. And I've tried to read the autopsy. I've tried to find any way to see where maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't. And just knowing the tactics of police and military, he was wrong. And that cop had 12 infractions against him already. He's a bad cop, and he should die.
Well, I wonder why. You know, what's interesting is how guys like that keep a job. That's interesting. And, you know, it's like that everywhere. We all know that's not strange. That's not a weird thing that happens. When I say weird, I don't mean it's – that's not unusual what happened in Minneapolis. It happens almost on a daily basis. Bad cops out here, and they're good cops out here. Just like everything else in the world, they're good guys and bad guys. And there's got to be a way. Now, let me just say this. You have a great plan, sir, a great idea, but you know it's not going to happen probably, and it's not going to happen overnight anyway, right? So how do we deal with this in the meantime?
I would say,
you answered that too before. I'm going to hear you. We've already answered that. We're going to continue to hate each other. We're going to continue not to get along with each other. Things like this are going to continue to happen. We're going to continue burning stuff up. White cops going to continue killing black cops, black guys on the street. It's just going to continue to happen until we find a way to get out of this.
The narrative needs to shift. So right now you have a narrative that, you know, we can all live together peacefully. And just from my experience, we can't. And I think the longer we lie about that, the more we're going to see. I think we need to have white men, black men, Hispanic men, or women, you know, people who represent their own people, come and talk peacefully, respectfully, and sensibly, and actually say, hey, this isn't working. We tried it. This isn't working. So how do we separate and everybody gets a fair cut of the pie? That's literally what's going to happen.
Right. I would love to be at that table. You know, when that discussion, I would love to be at that table.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So, you know, I've never met you, I've actually never listened to your show before. I just saw it was on. I'm guessing you're a black man.
I am.
What is it that you think that the black community needs? I think, you know, I would say from an outside perspective as a white man, the biggest thing is absentee fathers. That's the biggest thing. But growing up in that community, what do you think is the root causes of all these issues, you know, like on y'all's side? And then I'll give my, you know, what I thought the black man has done wrong.
There is so much. We have so many issues that have been, that we have so many things. See, sir, bad cops, the least of the problems that we face as a people, as far as racism is concerned. Bad cops is one of the small problems. Of course, you have the problem of when black folks were trying to be, when black folks are, let's say, prosperous, do find a way to get prosperous. We've always had the problem of racists coming in, tearing up the community and infiltrating the community, any kind of progress, as you can imagine. As you know, when Dr. King and Malcolm X, I know you mentioned those guys, when those guys were on the road, on a good roll, the government infiltrated and destroyed them. So the big issue with us has been racism, okay? And as a product of, or as a consequence of racism, we're faced with all this other stuff we've come up against. And that may sound like a cop-out, but it's not, because I'm a black guy, and I've been a black guy for 62 years. I've been through a few eras. When I say era, E-R-A, I've been through a few eras. And I've experienced what racism can do firsthand. And as you know, if you got a guy that will murder somebody in broad daylight in front of cameras, people watching him, you can only imagine what people would do behind the scenes. So yeah, now we're seeing some of the things you mentioned are some of the byproducts of racism. The fathers missing in the community, black guys being locked up in prisons. So that's some of the byproducts or the consequences of racism as we see it, as I see it. Let me just put it on me. I'm just using this. I'm using me. That's some of the, you're seeing what happened because of racism. Now, how do we get out of this mess we're in? Go ahead.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you actually 75% on what you just said. I do think that racism is an issue that hurts the black community. I think being a minority in general is not good, and that's why I don't want to become one. So I don't think that you're wrong. I think being a minority is hard and bad, and I don't want to live that life. I don't want my kids to live that life. Now, when it comes to prison, I actually do agree with you that blacks are locked up and incarcerated in way higher numbers and for the same crimes as white people, you know, commit. I've seen the statistics, and I cannot make them fit a certain narrative. You're right. Now, with fathers, I don't think that's a byproduct of racism. You know, you said you're 62 years old, I believe. You know, the black father was more present in the Jim Crow South than he is now. And you cannot, I mean, of course there's racism today, but nothing like Jim Crow South. So I don't agree with you on that one. I think the fatherless issue is an issue of more poverty. And I mean, I guess you could say that relates back to racism, but I would disagree because we have poverty in Appalachia and, you know, you still have a higher percentage of white men who stay with their families. Now, what we really need to be talking about, though, is how do we solve this? How do we solve this? I don't think that, you know, saying, oh, I understand, and I can't stand when white people do that. Oh, I understand. They say that to a black man or a black woman. No, we don't. No, we don't. We never will. The only way to really have peace is to be separate. And I think that's the only conclusion that equals out to be fair. And, of course, like I said before, blacks should get reparations. Y'all were promised reparations, and you should have got them. But yeah, after that, I think we just cut our losses. What's that?
Yeah, we were promised a lot, man.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, land, you know, 40 acres and a mule.
Right.
You should have got that.
It's bad deal,
if
you start... You start thinking about all that stuff now, I'm telling you. If you really get into the black experience, you're going to feel it.
But I can't.
And when I say that, you can't. But when I say that, I'm talking about when you start going back to all the things that have happened throughout the black community. I'm talking about not by just racist white people. I'm talking about by the government. We're talking about government. We're talking about things that were done by the government. But let me just say this. I'm going to agree with you. I mean, and black people feel the same way. I can guarantee you 90% of black people you would call today and say, if you explained it to them just like you explained it to me, and say, I think if you guys had your place over here and we had our place over there, we'll be fine. And you know what? They tried that. They called it separate but equal back in the day. But they never could make it equal. So then it's, let's integrate. Let's integrate. That's the only way it's going to be straight. Let's integrate. And that's when we really got screwed up.
It wasn't separate but equal. It was separate but not equal. You know, I personally believe that if you want to give black people territory, they have to be governed and ruled by black people. You had white men ruling over black areas. That's wrong. I don't want another race ruling over my, you know, destiny. And I'm guessing any man of any race doesn't want that either. I don't want to see black men killed. I don't want to see black men lynched. I want to see black men live up to their potential and raise their kids and do good and make money. I want to see that. But I also want that for me. And I think the only way we can have that is if we're ruled by our own people and have our own culture. There's enough. I'm so tired. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I was going to say something. Ask you something, but go ahead. First.
I think, you know, as a man, men want to, you know, a normal man wants to procreate, have kids, and, you know, provide for his people, and wants to, you know, guide the destiny of his people. And whenever another man is overtaken by someone else, they've lost that, like, spiritual tree. Strong black men need to lead black communities.
So,
strong white men need to lead.
So imagine what the black man, woman has been going through over the past 400 years. It's just been one thing after the other. But you said something earlier that sparked me, that made my ears ring up. You said you didn't want to become a minority.
Of course not.
Explain that. Expound on
well,
that.
Because it's many different reasons. One, dominant culture. I enjoy having a dominant culture. I enjoy being around my people. I enjoy, you know, liking the same things as my neighbors. I do believe if you're a minority, you get treated bad by the government. You get treated bad by the police. I'm not saying you guys are wrong. Like, the black community is right. You guys do get treated badly. And I don't want to, you know, flip positions. I don't want that. I want us to just separate and both be positive. I definitely don't want to be a minority because I do realize that minorities get treated differently.
Right.
But
yeah,
recognizing
so
it doesn't mean
that's,
live it.
That's quite possibly. Would you say that is a big issue in the white community now, that fear of becoming a minority?
Of course.
Right.
That's the driving number, you know, that's the driving recruiter for our message.
Right.
I mean,
do you
enjoy it?
I enjoy being
would
me.
You
let me expound on that. I enjoy being me. I enjoy see, I was brought up in a good family, a proud family of black people. And I enjoy being me, let me put it that way. But I do understand and work hard to try to balance the playing field of being a minority. And it's tough. To answer your question straight up is no. But I don't enjoy it. And the only reason I say I don't enjoy it because I keep seeing things happen to our community that are unpleasant, like you just said. Things to get treated badly by the government, get treated terribly by the police, and then you have these, you have, like you say, people intimidated that they're going to become a minority one day, and there's nothing worse than that, as you know. There's nothing worse than being a minority. So you guys will fight tooth and nail to keep becoming a minority. I understand. I get that. But like you say, and I'm going to agree with you again, you would not believe how much the discussion is held in the black community of how we need our own community. Black folks like this.
I believe that it happens a lot. I mean, just the same as whites. No healthy man wants to be ruled over by another man. And actually, I would expunge on what I said earlier with being a minority. So my family came here not long ago from Ireland. They're from Northern Ireland. They were Catholics. The majority were Protestants. And they were treated like absolute garbage. They couldn't get homes. You know, they couldn't participate in politics. So they left. I don't want to relive that. They left to escape it. Why would I want to relive it? But I don't want you guys to live it either. And as long as we have a mixed society, there's always going to be one group on top and one group on the bottom. We have to scrap that. This whole melting pot, we tried it. It didn't work. There's no reason why we can't separate, have free trade, be fair to each other, and pay blacks back what we owe them, rightfully so, and just, you know, go from there. That's the only real way I see to solve this issue. Start over. First, pay you back what you owe. Go ahead.
You see, you're not a racist. You're not a racist. Okay. You're not a racist. But most white people are. I'm not going to say most white people, but a lot of white people are. Most white people in power are racist. Now, when we go to the table and say, man, we would like reparations on, y'all know what happened. Y'all know what happened. We go to the table like that, right? You guys know what happened. Y'all know we were brought over here slaves and you worked us free, and then never did keep any promises that you made as far as giving us something back for it. So let's just do reparations. How many white races is that going to fall on? How many ears will listen to that?
I think
we're talking about
honestly,
racist, man.
Well, it's not. I think racist, like, is a loaded term. Now, this is coming from my perspective.
Yeah, it's loaded.
I think
it's loaded. It's loaded.
I think racist gets thrown. Like we're having this talk, and you said I don't seem to be racist. I don't think I'm a racist in the sense that I want to hurt anybody or keep them down. I do love who I am. I do love my people. I prefer my people. But I do say, you know, that every man should be treated equal and given a fair shot and be allowed to pursue their destiny. I just don't think we can do it together. That's the only difference.
That doesn't qualify as a racist, what you just said. I don't know whether you want to be called a racist or not, but I'm just saying you're not a racist.
No, I don't consider myself a racist. I believe that, you know, I use the term white nationalist. I look up to a lot of black nationalists.
Well, help me out. School me. What is the final white nationalist? What's the whole objective of a white nationalist? What's the motto?
In my opinion, a white nationalist, the bottom factor, the make all the bread, is just to, you know, almost like a separatist, to have a white nation just full of white people. Doesn't mean you have to.
They're not valid. They're not lynchers and stuff like that.
I'm from West Virginia, but I live in Florence, South Carolina, predominantly black area. I get along with all my neighbors.
Right down the street.
They know how I feel. We don't have to be mean to each other. We don't have to be rude to each other. And I just think that we have to get over this hump. That it's going to take so-called white nationalists, black nationalists, talking and actually, you know, sitting down respectfully and talking like, hey, what do you want? What do we want? How can we meet in the middle? And giving back what's owed. There is something owed from my end. There is something owed from my end. And that's a fact. And until we get over that, we'll never have peace. I have no problem with I just think that we have to have conversations like this instead of conversations on the news where they're letting outside agitators promote, you know, destruction and death. I saw this in the videos of all the riots. It seems to me there's a lot of white Antifa instigating all this violence and property damage. And that's only going to backfire on the
white. Let me say this bit of news then. Now, when they did an investigation on one of the Antifa, the thing they blamed on Antifa, it turned out it was white nationalists that had done the infiltration. I don't know whether, it's some strange stuff going on out here.
I would say you're halfly right, halfly wrong. So what they're referring to is that this guy was in white nationalist chats instigating, and that happens a lot. But this dude was also a known anarchist. He was not a white nationalist. He was going onto message boards and inciting riots. I mean, that stuff all these extremist organizations do. They go onto each other's side and try to infiltrate. And, you know, and just like the police did with the Black Panthers, they go in there and try to instigate. That's all that was. He was not a white nationalist. I saw his picture. I'm actually very well known in white nationalist communities, and I've worked with a lot of organizations, and no one knew who he was. He was basically an online activist trying to incite hate to get a reaction. There's no way that white nationalists are behind these riots. That's absurd. I think it's anarchist and communist.
Yeah, well, like I say, here's what I know. There are fools everywhere. There's some foolish white nationalists. There's some foolish everything. You know what I mean? There's some evil people in every organization you want to look into. I know this because I've been in some that I know there are evil people in. You know what I mean? So we can't, and that's where we get caught up sometimes. We blame this guy, this fool that was in your group, against, and you blame the whole group. And it's kind of like what goes in with races. You see a white fool or a black fool, then you say, all white people foolish, all black people foolish. And that's foolish to do that. That makes sense?
Absolutely.
It's foolish to do that.
Absolutely agree.
Right.
Absolutely agree.
And that's what we get caught up with too much. Big
personally, on a personal level, I would rather have a black man who works hard and takes care of his family come and sit at my table and break bread than I would a drug addict white person. Now,
absolutely.
That's personal. Now, I do believe that, you know, culturally we're different and we have to separate. But there's no reason to treat somebody wrong on a personal level. Person to person is way different. My political ideas don't represent how I feel about individual people. I just don't think that our cultures can live together peacefully and not govern themselves. Like, maybe we could live together, but the blacks have to govern the blacks, the whites have to govern the whites. Almost like, you know, prison stuff. I hate to use that analogy, but almost like you keep your own people in line. But I don't want to give the impression that I would turn a black man away from my table, because I wouldn't. If he was a good black man, I wouldn't. But
right.
I might not want you living in my neighborhood. And that's just what it is. Like, you can eat with me, but you don't have to live with me.
You need to go home, right? So you eat with me, but you got it when you get through eating. Let's go home. Go home.
Yeah.
Pretty much to what it is. I get that. I get that. Look, I'm not a racist, but I get that. I love my people. I get that. You're talking to the right man tonight. I get that. That's just, it makes sense. I can't argue with stuff that makes sense. You're making too much sense for me.
I will continue to listen to your show. I'm actually, my wife's got some stuff for me to do, so I need to hop off here. But I will continue to listen. I hope that your message reaches, you know, young black men. I would say this before I hang up. We can meet and talk. We can work together. Don't listen to the media who wants us fighting each other, because as long as we're fighting each other, no one's checking out the guys at the top. That's the gambit. They keep us fighting so no one watches up.
Let me tell you this, man.
The
media has never been the black man's friend. And we get that. That's just all we have. You know what I mean? That's just all we have.
Yeah, honestly.
We just to take.
But
that's where we get information. That's all we have. So we've been abused by every part of society, especially the media.
I agree. And I would tell any black man listening, get involved with black, you know, community organizing. Help your community. Find gentlemen like yourselves, elders who can teach you how to be a good man, teach you how to treat a family. That's how, you know, people fix their communities, and that doesn't matter on race at all. Young men learning from older men is how we fix our communities, and that's raceless. But
that's right.
On that note,
exactly.
I would wish you the best. I would wish you the best. I will continue to listen, and I would say, you know, I'm proud to be white. You're proud to be black. So let's move on from there.
Absolutely.
We don't have to hate each other, and we can love each other.
That's right.
But
that's right.
We need to figure out how to solve this issue. And these conversations are what it's going to take.
You're motivating me, man. And like I say, I am going to move forward thinking of how we can address the issue of reparations, because that's the only way it's going to work. If we can address that issue, convince people that that's what's happening, that what needs to happen, I mean, the separation idea would be perfect. I have no problem with it, man.
Yeah, well,
if
you ever want a white person to talk, if you ever want to, you know, broadcast a white nationalist agreeing with reparations, you got me. I'll call back in. You guys are owed it.
Got you. Got your support. Okay, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Brothers for Real radio show. The number to call in is 215-383-3872. We're going to take a little break and be right back.
The things that'll bring the trauma overseas. Yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. The people got me questioning.
Chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
We're forgiven, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek.
My shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive and love is found.
Right, welcome everybody back to the Brothers for Real radio show. I know you're listening out there. I'll see your lights lighting up. Wish you'd call in and talk to us. We're discussing America and what we can do about making it a better place for everybody. We had an interesting caller just now. Appreciate this call. White nationalist. He seems to agree with me that we are probably better off in our own communities. And we have no problem with that. I think that would probably be a good thing. As he and I agreed, it didn't seem like we're going to be able to get along working together. It's just not working. You know what they always say about doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. They say that's stupid. If you're going to do the same thing over expecting a different result. That's stupid. And that's what we've been doing for the past 400 years, expecting this to work. It's not. Maybe it's not going to work, but who knows? Anyway, that's a thought between two men, and we respect each other's opinion. Like I say, this is the Brother For Real Radio Show. The number to call in is 215-383-3872. If you don't call in, you're going to just have to keep listening to me talk to myself. My brothers are out doing something tonight. I don't know what those guys are. But anyway, we're going to hear me keep talking to myself. I've heard a lot of discussion with different people on what we need to do about this and what is going on. But I'd like to remind people again, COVID-19 is still here. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. I know the governments have opened up what they call opening up. But that is just so that they can keep making money. Not so that you will get well, not because it's safe for you to go out. So please be mindful of all of this as you're going to the different places you're going to the different restaurants you're going to, the different beaches, the different places. Please be mindful that the COVID-19 is still here and will probably be here for quite some time. So, and it's still killing people. And there are still some vulnerable people left that are dying every day. We're losing about 3,000 a day. And that's scary to me. I don't know why it's not to most people, but that's pretty scary to me. So please take care of yourselves out there. I'm going to cut myself a little short tonight. I got something else to do myself tonight. So here's what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the Brother For Real Radio Show. We've come here every night, every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, at 7 o'clock. I do have an 8 o'clock meeting to get to, Zoom meeting to get to, so I'm going to get prepared for that. So we're going to play your little music till we close out for the night. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Be safe.
sister girls marching from that house. Marching from that. Please go to combat. Marching from that. Please go to combat.
Okay, Google. Call Kemp.
Calling Kemp.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, all the boys left me hanging tonight. Out on the one on the show.
Could I get through?
I don't know. This white dude can't through though. Hold on a minute, make sure I'm off the air.